I'm WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz. If a person could be ecstatic about one tree, it's Corey Gritzmacher with Mequon Nature Preserve. Gritzmacher, who's in charge of restoration and operations, calls the healthy bur oak just planted here a magnificent ceremonial tree.
The 6.5-inch diameter oak, which is fantastic. It really signifies the scale of this project.
Mequon Nature Preserve is about to transform 57 acres of land that's been conventionally farmed for years to its pre-agricultural state. It's part of a multi-year, multi-watershed effort to mitigate climate change in southeastern Wisconsin.
Currently, it's planted in soybeans. And by next spring, there's going to be 70,000 tree seedlings and 10 acres of wetlands and multiple acres of prairie and pollinator habitat on top.
It's a dream come true for Gritzmacher. He didn't anticipate pulling off the project for another 25 years. Organizers of what's simply called the Reforestation and Wetland Restoration Program say this conversion is just the beginning. Over the next decade, 6 million trees will take root, and 4,000 acres worth of wetlands will be restored within Milwaukee's watersheds that encompass 1,100 square miles. The trees alone will capture an estimated 350 million gallons of stormwater. Every acre of wetland stores up to 1.5 million gallons of floodwater. Ducks Unlimited and the Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewerage District are taking the lead. MMSD Senior Project Manager Nadia Vogt says the program aims to test how large-scale nature-based solutions can take on climate change.
This program is going to be on public and private property, going all the way up through the Milwaukee, Kinnickinnick, Menominee, Oak Creek, and Root River watersheds, and then all the direct drainage to Lake Michigan. So touching Fond du Lac, Sheboygan in the north to the west, dipping into Waukesha County, and then into the east, just starting to touch on Racine and Kenosha.
Vogt says there's more to the plan than carbon sequestration and reducing flooding.
We will be doing community outreach and engagement. And that's really actually going to have a focus in our urban areas, particularly in the city of Milwaukee and the surrounding communities, not only as a way to engage people in decision making, but a way to build power and build political power so folks know that they can make changes in their communities, but also for a way for them to say, we are part of the solution to climate change.
Steve Cass doesn't seem to be concerned about the cost of pulling off what he admits is an audacious goal. He's senior director of development for the Wisconsin chapter of Ducks Unlimited.
We will engage partners across Southeast Wisconsin to deliver wetland restoration and reforestry, and this is sustainability and climate resiliency in action. And we will provide positive outcomes over the years that'll last for generations.
As for Corey Gritzmacher, who's celebrating the symbolism of the newly planted oak tree, he's thinking about how Mequon Nature Preserve can help make a difference when its reforestation and wetland restoration project takes root.
A great example is one of the wetlands that we restored up on top of the hill here about 6 years ago now holds over 1 million gallons of water when it rains. So that has a huge impact of everyone else downstream. And the habitat that's been created is just absolutely amazing.
He calls the combined effort one big generational push to impact climate change. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Support for environmental reporting is provided in part by Brico Fund.